Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Helps me turn the mic on, doesn't it? Double Senior, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what I always say to you. I know some of you are tired of hearing it. I'll stop saying it when you do it. How's that? Anyway, again, I say 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be, as I always say, part of the solution. Because if you're not part of, you know how I say it. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. You have to be. There's no way around it. We got to get out there and fight. You got to fight along the people that you know that are willing to truly take a stand for you. I just had this discussion with somebody about, you know, the congressman in your area, the assembly people, the Senate, state senators, whoever it is, want to make sure that you're actually that they're actually paying attention to the constituency. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Otherwise, vote them out. Get them gone. I know some of them get really mad when I say that. Some of my Republican friends get really mad when I say that. But it's give me something different. Give me a reason to / not to. That's what I always say. Anyway, you guys have a great weekend? I had a great weekend. I think I had a great weekend. You know why? Because I hid from the heat. Yeah, if you live in California, you live in any one of these places. I mean, God bless. Some of these people go through some real stuff right now with the heat. Right? God, you got to pray for those people. Seriously, I mean that seriously. Got to pray for those people. Anyway, Joey B's been pretty busy, too. Yeah, catching COVID again. Oh, come on, what do you want me to say? It's true any way you cut it. Right? The man shouldn't have got it. He's boosted, double boosted, triple boosted, quadruple, whatever he's got. Right? He's got those guys around him. Everything known to mankind. And somehow he got it again. How'd that play out? Gotta ask. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Love it. Lots of good stories hanging out there. Who is the... Beyonce said she's going to remove ableist, an offensive lyric from the song on Renaissance album following her online backlash. Who cares? Look, I'm making light because this is... I don't get it. I don't get why they're spending so much time on this. I don't get why she would even change it. I would tell them, you know what, just don't buy the album or song or whatever it is that they do. Like, what are you doing this for? Anyway, I just enjoy these stupid stories. The 40-year-old artist will change the word spaz from the 11th anthem on the catalog, heated, to another as yet undetermined term. The word was not used intentionally to be harmful, right? In the song, which is co-written by rapper Drake, Beyonce sings the line, spazzin' on the blank. I can't repeat it. Spazz on that blank. The word is often be used to negatively refer to people with disabilities. No, it's also been used to make fun of people that have nothing to do with disabilities. And it's not referenced from that. Right? I mean, seriously. If every word, everything, every thought process is racist or offensive, we're not going to be able to talk at all, which is what they really want. They don't want us to talk at all. So Beyonce used the word spaz in her new song, Heated. All right? Feels like a slap in the face to me, said one singer. The disabled community and the progress we tried to make with Lizzo, guess I just keep telling the whole industry to do better until ableist slurs disappear from music. Maybe they should write a whole list. Put the whole list out there. Because, you know, somebody's going to be mad at the way, you know, I can't wait till they start pushing back on these artists to stop using mother, dad, boy, girl, female. Think about it. What's going to happen when they really start pushing back on these people? Do you think they'll care? Do you think they'll do it? Do you think they'll cave like she did? She's already got a $1 billion. She should tell them just to go pound sand. Did she mean it as a slur? This is the stuff that just drives me nuts. We need to push back. Oh, that's right. Here's the one I forgot. Uncle Joe, Joey B's at it again. Yeah, fully vaxxed, boosted, test positive again. He probably never stopped testing positive. After testing negative on Tuesday evening, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, and Friday morning, the president tested positive late Saturday morning by antigen testing. White House physician Kevin O'Connor, he said that, in fact, this represents a rebound positive. What the heck is that? You're making these things up as they go. I love it. They have to make these things up as they go.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was
on. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
You're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part, as I always say, be part of the solution. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Let me just bring her on, because I enjoy her so much being on with us. Kimberly Marin joins us, she does every week. Always appreciate her time. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so I don't really believe in this, but I'm going to say it anyway because people love to, you know, talk about it this way. We had two major actors die this weekend, right? One of them was Nichelle Nichols from Star Trek. Right?
Was that Zulu?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, she I mean, people don't realize the impact that she...
No, that's Captain Uhura.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
But the impact that she had on television, right? The first, quote-unquote, interracial kiss and things like that. The first black woman in a lead role. In a show like that, it was really interesting for the day. And there were some networks down, gee, I wonder, down south that wouldn't even air the episode of them kissing.
Really?
That's how bad it was, right?
Wow.
So she shattered a lot of firsts, and you got to give her a lot of credit. She was a very, very smart woman. I enjoyed her very much. And then there was Leave It to Beaver's Tony Dow.
Who was he?
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, God. Will somebody bring my walker in? I'm really feeling old. Maybe I need a...
No, I know Leave It to Beaver, but what character was he?
He was the older brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wally. Wally Beaver.
Wally.
Okay. T-Beav.
I know who you're talking about now. I don't know the... Look, I don't pay attention to Holly weirdos. I don't... Well, except for, like, Jason Momoa. But I don't know most of their names. I know most of their names. I've never even seen Jason Momoa in anything, to be honest with you. I've only seen pictures or some videos.
Well, the thing I thought was funny, you know, there's an old saying about these Hollywood types that they go in threes, right? Always three of them go when it comes to Hollywood types.
It's like that for everything, though, to be honest.
Really?
It comes in threes, absolutely. Like bad things happen in threes. Yeah, that does happen everywhere, not just Hollywood.
Well, I was going to say I'm dying to know, but I'm not dying to know who's the third one.
Oh, my God.
I don't live in Hollywood, but I'm close. So that was just interesting. There's two of those. But she's the one that made the big deal. She made some major strides on television. I thought that was cool. Even Gene Roddenberry. I mean, here's a guy that was open to pretty much anything. Probably
who's
a progressive,
that?
Right, for the day.
Wait, who was that?
You're making me feel like ancient, okay?
No, you guys, no, it's not you. It's me. I don't watch television. I rarely watch movies. I just don't know those names.
So he was the actual creator of Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
He was an LAPD officer who was writing this, you know, as kind of the kind of world he'd like to see happen, you know. And anyway, it took off. It was.
I know who William Shatner is and Leonard Nimoy.
Oh God!
I know those two.
a real nightmare in your head that you can't get out. Shatner picked his captain while he was living in a trailer on the beach.
Oh jeez.
There's some really weird stories that go around about those people. All right. This one here, you heard me talking about this in the first segment. It was like, so you know. Quadruple vaxxed, quadruple boosted Joey Biden. Not only gets COVID, now he's had it, what, a half a dozen times now? But he gets it, then he tests negative for it after, quote unquote, it goes away, then he tests positive for it again. This can't be real. They're going to try to kill this guy, aren't they?
So, yeah, that's what I figure they're going to offer him. And then people will try to feel bad. They'll try to use that to make people feel bad to vote for Democrats during the midterms. But, I don't think it's a rebound COVID. I don't think he ever got over it, if he actually even has it. Really, they're probably going to try to hide him in the basement as much as they can until November again.
I love this. Rebound COVID. It's like a rebound relationship, right? I mean, that never goes well.
Right. Yep. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Now, did you hear, I don't know if you caught the story from earlier today about Fox News totally, you know, ditching Trump. And I didn't realize it. It's been forever since they've had him on there. And they're pumping DeSantis. They're pumping Pence. And they won't even talk about Trump. But we've known they've been like this for a long time, haven't we?
Who's doing that?
Fox. Fox News.
Oh, see, I don't...
I know you don't watch that one either. I got it.
You know, the establishment is always going to be there, right?
Yep.
That's never going to end.
Yeah, but what I don't get is you've got, whether you like him or not, okay, you got Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity on there, and they're some of the biggest draws on TV or in that news genre, cable, and they seem to be the only ones carrying that network. Yeah, I don't know where to go with that. I mean, if that's it, are they now what, CNN Lite?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends. You know, I think it's fine to be fair and balanced. I think that's good, right? Because then you can see the idiocy of the other side. But, are they turning into another mainstream media or, yeah, CNN, MSNBC?
Yeah, you know, you sit here, you think about it. What made them so successful? What made them the station that everybody wants to turn to? Even liberals were watching Fox News, because at one time you truly did get all sides of the issue. You truly did get more than one side of what was going on.
Right.
And now it's to the point where where do you go for that? You go to Newsmax for that, but Newsmax isn't as easy to get your hands on as Fox and others are. Matter of fact, Newsmax has been removed from some cable outlets.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. In some areas, Newsmax has been removed from some cable outlets. And again, you know, you talk about this freedom of speech issue. With the stories that I do on a weekly basis, we're seeing more and more of this being chipped away at. Now, it's not going away one fell swoop, but it definitely is being chipped away at. Joe Mazzini, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional leaders say a drone strike in Afghanistan killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, a founding member of the terrorist organization and a key strategist behind 9/11. After making the announcement, President Biden issuing a warning to other terrorists.
We make it clear again tonight that no matter how long it takes,
no matter where you hide, if you are a threat to our people, the United States will find you and take you out.
California's largest wildfire has turned deadly. Fire crews found two bodies inside a burned-out car alongside the path of the massive McKinney fire. The more than 55,500-acre wildfire is burning near the California-Oregon border and is 0% contained. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. Seriously. Anyway, let me bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time. Kind of kicking the week off, getting things in perspective. Trying to get things in perspective. Anyway, Kimberly, again, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's start off with some of the fun stuff here, because this is really getting nuts here. So you heard today that the U.S. took out the al-Qaeda leader. I'm going to try to pronounce this. Ayman al-Zawahiri, the bad guy.
Whatever.
Yes.
I don't care.
With a drone strike.
First of all, we can't prove it, number one. Last time we killed a whole family. Second of all, I don't care. The Biden administration is doing more damage to the United States and to Americans than any Islamic jihadist could ever dream about doing.
Listen, I hear you. On a regular basis, every day. Now they're trying to push through inflation fighting legislation.
Oh my God! They call it Inflation Reduction Act. That is the biggest line of anything Democrats say, the opposite is true. This legislation will absolutely continue their destruction of this country. It's going to raise taxes on working and middle-class families, even though they lied and said they're not going to raise taxes. It's going to raise taxes on businesses, it's going to kill jobs, and it's going to increase inflation because they're wasting billions of our taxpayer dollars that don't even exist yet because they have to borrow them for their stupid climate cult crap that does nothing but harm us. It's outrageous. The Biden administration is the worst administration in the history of this country. And that's saying a lot considering FDR was horrible, Jimmy Carter was horrible, Wilson was horrible, and Obama was horrible. The Biden administration is the absolute worst.
If you think about the policies being put in place by Biden, you can see similarities with Carter and even with Johnson. And, you know, they decimated our economic system. They decimated, that's what they want to do anyway. They really truly want to do away with capitalism, you know?
Yeah, well, that's the intention. And they've been trying to, you know, the left has been trying to do that for many, many years. It's not it's nothing new, but now they're just like in overdrive. And the worst part for them, and I guess good for us, is that people are seeing it, but it might be too late if people don't wake the hell up.
I agree with you. No, I totally agree with you. I mean, people, look at everything coming at us and that Joey B is not dealing with. You look at Iran, you know, threatening us right now, and they're looking to make a deal with Iran. Because, you know, they're upright. They're an upright government. They're going to do exactly what they say they're going to do, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Right? You've got China threatening us over the Taiwanese thing, and, you know, think about the peace that we had in the Middle East, in the Eurasia, you know, arena, and what's going on now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
But we had no more wars going on, and we didn't get involved in more wars like the idiot in the White House now did with Ukraine. Of course, that's just really a laundering scheme. Because Russia-Ukraine thing's been going on since 2014. There was no need for us to get involved. Trump didn't get involved in it because it's none of our business.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I agree that we shouldn't be getting involved in every one of these wars that are out there. Afghanistan, Trump tried to get us out of there. He was told, people forget that he was told that there were major troop reductions done when there weren't. The generals actually lied to him over a period of time. But I got to blame Trump for a lot of that stuff because he should have got rid of these people. When they lied to him the first time, they should have been gone. He should have moved them to latrine duty when the general started lying to him. Don't you think?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the loser generals we have in there now. Woke-ass generals who are destroying our... They're literally destroying our military.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people leaving.
Yeah. Not just leaving. Nobody wants to go in. Why would you want to go into a military where they're going to teach you that you're white, so you have to hate yourself? And you're black, so you have to pretend you're a victim. And you're suppressed and oppressed by the guy that you're going to be fighting next to in battle. No. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I love what you said earlier on, though. We have no proof that he actually took this guy out.
Nope.
Right?
Nope. We don't.
The CIA says we did. We have an election right around the corner, right?
I trust the CIA. Yeah.
Well, you're one of those. You don't trust anybody, huh?
Oh, God. Why would anyone at this point in time who is of any adulthood age that trusts the government is absolutely out of their minds or hasn't been paying attention? After what we've seen over the past 15 years, the past 15 years. I can understand younger people. They're indoctrinated. They don't know yet. They will find out eventually. But after what we've seen over the past 15 years, why would anyone trust the government? Why? I mean, and it's been going on way longer than that. It's just I didn't notice it or see it until, later. But it's insanity.
Yeah, pretty much everything they're doing right now causes you to think, what's the end result of that? What could possibly happen? Look at this whole Title IX thing, right? Where now they want to, now the girls across the country, which I don't blame them, are complaining about the fact that, you know, they've been busted their buns that they were like 4 years old, just take swimming, for example, right? To be the best out there. And then the guy shows up and says, oh, by the way, I'm a girl today. And it's over.
Yeah. And it's done. You know, there have been, all we have to do is look at Europe to see how badly these type of policies work. But we don't seem to learn our lessons from Europe or Canada even. Because those places do this stupid stuff sooner than we do. And for some reason, the moron Americans decide to follow them. I mean, we dumped England and the monarchy for a reason. I don't know why we would want to do anything that they're doing, right?
Yep.
So there's, I saw it, it was an article by the BBC, someplace in England or the UK. They wanted diversity and they wanted to have like 50% women, right, across this whatever departments in this company. But the problem was they couldn't find as many women as they wanted. So they started allowing trans women. to be considered as women to fill in the position for actual women and count as their diversity as women.
I can't stand it. They're so self-unaware. They don't feel stupid, does this?
All those years, feminists fought against the patriarchy, right? Now, they are, like, bending over to the patriarchy and saying, come and take us over and erase us. Those aren't real feminists. Those are left-wing feminist jobs. Yeah. Real feminists fight against this crap.
Yeah, I find all, like I said, I like to sit back and watch it, find all this amazing. Now, there's a federal judge in Tennessee, he's forcing them to pause this new Title IX regulation because 20 state attorneys have now filed suit against them. You know, and remember what Title IX was for. It was to make it equal access for females, for women, to have equal access to sports equipment, fields, the whole nine yards, as men did. Right? Now they're coming in and going, yeah, we can still do that. And these men that say they're women, well, we'll just throw them under the umbrella. What the heck?
Yeah. They don't care.
No. No, but I don't know what they're afraid of. I mean, you've got John Hopkins University. It's not like it's a whole bunch of, like, free-toyed right-wing whack toys that are running around saying, this isn't right, this isn't right. You've got major hospitals that are saying this isn't right. You've got, you know, John Hopkins University, for the longest time, they froze these kind of operations. Now you've got a lot of the people that are what's called detransitioning coming forward.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
The girls didn't know that they wouldn't be able to, somewhere down the road, give birth or what have you.
So fine. I've written articles. I've done a research on this. I've written articles on it. And especially, like, with kids, it can destroy them for the rest of their lives. Puberty blockers. It can do literally physical harm to them.
Oh,
and the left is all for it. The Biden administration hates your kids and wants them.
Well, that's because kids who don't get the service, they'll commit suicide. We'll talk about that in just a minute.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take a poll. A lot going on up there, I think, I hope. Should be. Supposed to. Anyway, let me just bring her back on again. I have so much fun with her. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Kind of kick the week off, try to get some of the crappy stuff from the weekend under control. I mean, they inundate stories. Well, they hide slash inundate stories over the weekend. You can't just keep up with them. And some of them, when they go by, whoa, 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 what was that? Right? I mean, just craziness.
When I go away for a weekend, I don't pay attention usually unless somebody sends me something and brings it up. So when I come back, I'm like, oh, my God. What happened? Oh, all crazy.
And it doesn't stop. These people, they don't, listen, they bank on the fact that you're not paying, even if you are paying attention, excuse me, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, but most people don't even know what they're talking about. I mean, don't know what the politicians are talking about.
No, they don't. And you know what? Even if they listen to politicians and they do pay attention, politicians are always lying to you, usually. So you have to take the time to verify. Like, I can't even tell you how many times I look up a piece of legislation and have to torture myself and read it, especially federal legislation. That's the worst. But I look it up to read it because I know they're lying. So I want to find out and call them out on their lies, which I do all the time. You know, they just, like the assault weapons ban, quote unquote, that bill that they just passed and two Democrats actually voted for. It's not banning assault weapons, quote unquote. It's banning common semi-automatic rifles, pistols, shotguns, and limiting the number of rounds you can have in a magazine to protect yourself and your family.
I wouldn't live that here in California.
Yeah, well, you guys already live like that. I don't. I don't, okay? That's what I did this weekend. I went to the range and I had a blast. Literally, I was at the range. It was diversity, lots of different firearms.
Well, you got these people who don't know anything about guns. Like the one fellow says, you know, you can get your hands on an automatic weapon here in this country, and it's too easy. No, you can't. Not unless you go to the streets of Chicago, grab one of those guys and grab one. But right. To your point, right? Semi-automatic. They want to do away with semi-automatic guns. Well, wait a minute. That does. That includes every you know, 9mm pistol. You know, we can go up from there.
Yeah, Democrats have a partnership with criminals. That's what gun control does. Criminals are always going to get guns. They don't care. They're always going to get guns, or they're going to get some kind of weapon to harm someone, and you're not going to have guns to protect yourself from the criminals because Democrats put in laws that you follow. That's how it works. Gun control does not stop criminals. All it does is provide sentencing for criminals who break the law, or it stops law-abiding citizens from breaking the law. It doesn't stop criminals. Doesn't do a damn thing to stop criminals.
No.
People are murdered every day. Murder's illegal. They still do it. Doesn't stop them. Just sentences them.
So,
well, depending on what city you're in.
We were talking earlier about some of the wars that America's gotten into, and then this war with Islam, if you would. And then somebody sent me a link on this. You realize that the United States has been in a war with Islam since 1801,
mm-hmm.
off and on, okay? But since 1801 to 1815, it was a concentrated, high-concentration war where they were actually out looking. They were out in the area, you know, Morocco, Algiers, Tunis,
yeah.
and Tripoli, where they were out there fighting. That's why it's coming back to me now. I mean, think about, what is it, the United States Marines even mentions the shores of Tripoli.
No, I didn't learn about that until several years ago. All that stuff has been going on for years.
Oh, and we've been fighting them off and on forever. Matter of fact, at one point in time, there was actually even, I don't know if it was a law. I think it was a law. You couldn't run for office as a Muslim.
You couldn't run for office if you were a woman either. So.
Well, there was also. What's that?
You can't go by those. You couldn't as a woman either.
Yeah, there was also people were very. When JFK ran for office, you know, there was a big deal about Catholicism. They didn't want anybody who had to serve, you know, two kings, if you would. They would have to serve the Pope and the people here. So,
and look what happens when you get Catholics in office.
Oh, all right. You can send your emails to Kimberly@IveInsultedYou.com. No, but it is tough at times. It really is because you talk about this stuff and people don't want to hear about it or they don't believe it. Well, they think you're just making fun of a certain group or no, this is history. You need to know about it and you need to deal with it, for God's sakes. What's the problem here?
You know, for such a young country, we have an extremely rich history. Good, bad, ugly, excellent, awesome, horrifying. We have rich history in this country, and we're not, you know, 200-something years old. But most people don't know most of it. Most people don't even know the three branches of government and what their role is. That's why they think they can impeach a Supreme Court justice. I mean, it's kind of sad, Joe. I mean, it just, I probably learned more about history in college because I took multiple history classes.
Really? But you took political science, didn't you?
No, God, no. I majored in accounting. I didn't do anything.
Wait a minute. You took accounting in college and you learned about government?
As electives, you had to take a history class, but I took history and English as electives because I loved it. They were electives. I chose to take them. But I loved history class. I loved my history classes. They were really super interesting to me, and it's all stuff I never learned about in high school or, under K through 12. So to me, it was all extremely interesting, and I didn't have left-wing loser history teachers. I had really good history teachers.
Wow.
I even got kind of in trouble for being sarcastic because, man invented the stove or some crap. I can't remember what it was. And I'm like, yeah, all it meant is more work for mother. He's like, sarcasm is unnecessary.
They don't understand. I mean, you hear these young legislators, if you would, running around talking about how, they need to pass a law against guns. They need to pass a law against guns. Wait a minute. You don't just do that. And AOC's running around and these people actually, the young people are on her side going, yeah, she's right. We need to do away with SCOTUS. Really?
We need to pass a law to do away with SCOTUS. Did you see her with the drag queens?
Actually, it's funny you should say that because they're showing that right now. Over my shoulder.
So, she called them patriots. Wait, they're a patriot for being an entertainer? Because that's what drag queens are. They are not. They are a male who throws on excessive, exaggerated makeup and clothing, mocking women in a comedic fashion. They are entertainers.
They are mocking women, aren't they?
Absolutely, they mock women. 100% they mock women, but it's in a comedic way. It's not like, I've been to a lot of drag shows. I love them. I think they're hilarious because they are funny as heck. They are super funny, and it always cracks me. They always crack me up. Somehow that turned into their, some sexual orientation thing. I don't know what the hell the LGBTQLMNOP group is thinking, but the LGB need to get rid of all the other letters.
Well, what's really funny about this is look at DeSantis right now. You've got the left criticizing him for not trying to shut down, but actually trying to get the license removed of one of those drag queen places. And he says, this is sick that we've got half-naked, women running around with these little kids there at a club that has alcohol. They're not supposed to do this to begin with. And where are we at as a society when we're okay with this? He hit it on the head.
So my dad used to bring us to the bar that him and my uncles and whatever hung out at when we were little kids sometimes. But we would play at a table and there were no drag queens half naked. There was a drag show I saw, not me personally, online with little kids there when one of the drag queens, came flying out. Little girls in the audience were mortified. You could see their faces like, oh my God, you know what I mean? This is horrifying. Why? Would you bring your kid to a strip show? Oh, probably some parents probably would. I mean, you know what? This isn't just the left, Joe. This is parents.
No. I'm 100% on board with you on that one. Yeah. I really am. I scream all the time about parents' lack of involvement, but go ahead.
Lack of involvement? No, they're involved, but they're involved with the wrong people and not using their brains to make decisions. I mean, how as a parent could you ever think that your 3-year-old is a trans child? 3.
Yeah.
4. I mean, how could you ever think that? Do you know how many screwed up kids we're going to have in this generation?
They're already having trouble. Look at, again, you and I started to talk about all the girls that went through the trans process.
Yeah, and now they're detransitioning.
Yeah, and now they're finding out that they're not going to be able to have children, not going to be able to, hello. But yep. Quick, tell people where they can find you.
GrannyCross.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
There you go, people. You got me for the next hour. Don't go far. I got a lot to unload. We'll be back in a little bit.